of fires that burned, and yet they were gone, of heat he could feel when others felt not, of screams his own that nobody heard, of torture sublime, for life it meant.
He just stares like that, Your Majesty.
Words.
He doesn't seem to see anything. Sometimes he mumbles, sometimes he shouts, but always he just stares.
The gift and words. Not mine. Never mine. Now his.
Storms. It's haunting, isn't it? I had to ride all this way with that, Your Majesty, listening to him ranting in the back of the wagon half the time, then feeling him stare at the back of my head the rest.
And Wit? You mentioned him.
Started on the trip with me, Your Majesty. But on the second day, he declared that he needed a rock.
A rock?
Yes, Your Majesty. He hopped out of the wagon and found one, then, he hit himself in the head with it, Your Majesty. Did it three or four times, came right back to the wagon with an odd grin, and said,
Yes?
Well, he said he'd needed, I had this remembered for you. He said, I needed an objective frame of reference by which to judge the experience of your company. Somewhere between four and five blows, I place it. I don't rightly understand what he meant, sir. I think he was mocking me.
Safe bet.
Why don't they scream? That heat of death. Of death and the dead and the dead and their talking. And not screaming of death except of the death that does not come.
After that, Your Majesty, Wit just kind of, well, ran off. Into the hills, like some storming horn eater.
Don't try to understand Wit, Borden. You'll only cause yourself pain.
Yes, Bright Lord.
I like this Wit.
Honestly, Your Majesty, I preferred the madman for company.
Well, of course you did. If people liked to be around Wit, he wouldn't be much of a wit, would he?
They are on fire. The walls are on fire. The floor is on fire. Burning. And the inside of a cannot where to be. And then it all. Where? A trip. Water? Wheels? Fire. Yes, fire.
Can you hear me, madman?
Elokar, look at him. I doubt he understands.
I am Talon Elilin. Herald of War.
Voice. He spoke it. He didn't think it. The words came like they always came.
What was that? Speak louder, man.
The time of the return. The desolation is near at hand. We must prepare. You will have forgotten much following the destruction of times past.
The man was a Lethi. Not what Elokar would have expected from one with such dark skin.
I can make out some of it, Elokar.
Where did you get the shard blade, madman? Tell me. Most blades are accounted for through the generations, their lineage and history recorded. This one is completely unknown. From whom did you take it?
Kalak will teach you to cast in bronze if you have forgotten this. We will soul cast blocks of metal directly for you. I wish we could teach you steel, but casting is so much easier than forging, and you must have something we can produce quickly. Your stone tools will not serve against what is to come.
He said something about bronze and stone?
Videl can train your surgeons, and Jezrian. He will teach you leadership. So much is lost between returns.
The shard blade, where did you get it?
How did you separate it from him, Borden?
We didn't, Bright Lord. He just dropped it.
And it didn't vanish away? Not bonded, then. He couldn't have had it for long. Were his eyes this color when you found him?
Yes, sir. A dark-eyed man with a shard blade. Odd sight, that.
I will train your soldiers. We should have time. Ishar keeps talking about the way to keep information from being lost following desolations. You have discovered something unexpected. We will use that. Surgebinders to act as guardians. Knights.
He said all this before, Your Majesty. When he mumbles, he just keeps at it. Over and over. I don't think he even knows what he's saying. Eerie how his expression doesn't change as he talks.
That is an Alethi accent. Not what I'd have expected from one with such dark skin.
He looks like he's been living in the wild for some time. With that long hair and those broken nails, perhaps a villager lost their mad father.
And the blade, Elikar?
Surely you don't think it's his, uncle.
The coming days will be difficult, but with training, humanity will survive. You must bring me to your leaders. The other heralds should join us soon.
I am willing to consider anything these days. Your Majesty, I suggest you send him to the Ardents. Perhaps they can help his mind recover.
What will you do with the shard blade?
I'm certain we can find a good use for it. In fact, something occurs to me right now. I might have need of you, Borden.
Whatever you need, Bright Lord.
I think I am late. This time.
How long had it been?
How long has it been?
How long had it been?
How long has it been?
How long had it been?
Too long.